following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesday. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
When someone, like maybe, I don't know, us, has to make a hard decision in their life, big decision, a big hard decision, what do you do? What are some things that you would tell someone maybe watching right now? They've got a big decision that they have to make in their life. What are some things that they should be doing in order to determine what decision they should make? What would be one thing?
I would say you start with prayer, seeking the Lord, laying that decision before Him and just saying, Lord, I want your best for me and for this situation, because I know that you want what's best for us.
Yes.
And what's best for us is what glorifies your name the most.
Yes.
And so asking the Lord, saying, these are my desires, because He already knows them, but saying, like, I want you to speak to me and show me what is best.
And sometimes that takes time.
Yeah.
That takes time and just spending time with Him. The number two thing that maybe you would suggest would be get godly counsel.
Yes.
Get counsel from people maybe who've walked through similar circumstances. Get godly counsel from those that maybe would just give you something from the Lord, a word from the Lord. And that can be a huge help.
And not just going to the people that you know will lean on your side of the situation.
I've never done that.
Both sides.
Just so we're clear.
No.
I always go to the people who disagree with me. Just kidding. I don't do that.
So we can argue with them.
Right. Number three.
Mm-hmm. Obey.
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 Yeah. Because you're going to hear from the Lord and you're going to get godly counsel, and then something's going to come about that you're going to get an answer to your big question.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a big part of that in obeying is willingly obey what the Lord's telling you to do. Even if He gives you not the answer that maybe you wanted, sometimes He's telling you to wait. Sometimes He tells you no, but sometimes He tells you yes. But if He says no or wait, you have to be willing to hold everything loosely. And just because it's going to hurt, like Corrie Ten Boom said, to hold everything loosely. Otherwise, it'll hurt when the Lord has to pry it from your hands. So holding everything loosely and being willing to say, like, okay, whatever you want, Lord, and surrender that
That's
to the Lord.
That's hard, though. That is so hard.
It's very hard.
So hard.
So.
And just, I would seek prayer from people as well. Obviously, you're going to be praying yourself, but seek prayer from a friend, a spouse, and do it together.
Yeah.
I think that's helpful. Roommate, co-worker, friend, whoever. But so hopefully that helps a little bit in making big decisions.
Yes.
And what big decisions, or what did you say?
I said hard. Yeah.
Decisions. Yes. Either one of those.
Big, hard decisions.
Hopefully that will help. And maybe encourages you today to start one of those things, to start to do one of those things.
Pray, seek godly counsel, obey.
Obey when it comes. Yeah. All right. Bye, you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.